Sports. I'm Mike Reeves. Violence occurred at the end of the Chiefs' celebration of their Super Bowl championship. Correspondent Bruce Morton has more.
The Kansas City Chiefs say all team personnel are safe and accounted for. This after a shooting at the conclusion of a downtown parade celebrating their Super Bowl victory. KC Police Chief Stacy Graves said,
"We do have three persons detained and under investigation for today's incident. We are working to determine if one of the three are the one that was in that video where fans assisted police."
Before the gunfire, which sent terrified observers running for cover, close to a million fans lined the streets on a warm day to see their heroes, who by beating San Francisco, repeated as Super Bowl champs.
Authorities say 22 people were hit by gunfire. Police say one person was killed. Prior to the celebration, the Chiefs announced that they had signed defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo to a contract extension. The 49ers fired their defensive coordinator, Steve Wilks. NBA, the Celtics had their way with the Nets, as correspondent Denny Kapp reports.
The Celtics win their sixth in a row, blasting the Nets 136-86. Boston carried a 36-point lead into the half and never looked back, improving to an NBA best 43-12 heading into the All-Star break and handing head coach Joe Mazzulla his 100th career win.
I think it's something to be proud of, something to be grateful for, and it's just a testament to the people that you have around you. And so I think in a business of where individual success is highly talked about on a nightly basis, like, you know, the box scores and the stuff like that, to have a group of people that you can share in your success with is important.
Trendon Wofford had 15 to pace a Nets team that fell 12 games under 500.
Here's Nets head coach Jock Vaughn.
I do believe this team can do the work. So use this as a reminder, we got our tails kicked tonight, and that after the break, it won't be any easier, but we have to be up for the challenge.
Miami won in Philadelphia. Correspondent Michael Luongo has the details.
They pulled away in the fourth quarter for a 109-104 win over the 76ers. Miami took control with a 10-2 run, taking the lead for good on a three-point basket by Haywood Highsmith. Highsmith came off the bench to shoot 4 of 10 from beyond the three-point stripe. He finished with 16.
That's how it is, I guess. People won't keep leaving me open. I'm going to keep shooting. So, you know, that's how teams going to play. So be it. I'm going to keep shooting no matter if I'm making them or missing them.
Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo led the Heat with 23. Tyrese Maxey had 30 for the Sixers.
Coming up the rest of the night in the NBA, it was a light schedule on the ice, and a University of Iowa women's basketball star is poised to make history. The rest of the NBA schedule saw the Hornets beat the Hawks 122-99. The Magic defeated the Knicks 118-100. Cleveland got past Chicago 108-105. The Pacers edged the Raptors 127-125. The Pelicans were 133-126 winners over the Wizards. Dallas took down San Antonio 116-93. The Kings rallied from a 16-point deficit to win 102-98 in Denver. De'Aaron Fox led Sacramento with 30 points, including his team's last 10 points of the game.
My coaching staff, I mean, everybody here, I mean, puts me in position. They cheer for me. They want me to go out there and be able to close games. Obviously, if I'm shooting the ball or if we're in a pick and roll and I just make the right play, they want me to do that.
The Lakers won at Utah 138-122. Phoenix beat Detroit 116-100. Memphis defeated Houston 121-113. The Clippers rallied past the Warriors 130-125. NHL, Anton Lundell scored twice in the Panthers' 5-2 win over the Penguins. Connor Hellebuyck stopped 17 shots as the Jets shut out the Sharks 1-0, and the Wild beat the Coyotes 3-1. Men's college basketball, top-ranked Connecticut had no trouble, with DePaul winning 101-65. Number 13 Auburn cruised past South Carolina 101-61, and number 8 Tennessee beat Arkansas 92-63. Iowa's Caitlin Clark needs 8 points tonight at home against Michigan to pass Kelsey Plum and become the all-time leading scorer in NCAA women's basketball history. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.